Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I am speaking to men and women around the world. And this program is dedicated to you so that you might know the Word of God. You are adults, and so therefore you understand and you know the condition of the world. You know that this world needs the Word of God. You know what happens when the Word of God has been removed from a society. And when that occurs, there is moral relativism, moral awfulness, and a degree of corruption that is very sad. So you and I know that this family was created by God. You and I know that mother and father are necessary for the healthy development of children. We know that father and mother are important so that the personality of children will be shaped in a godly manner, and so that they would have balance in their hearts throughout all their lives. You and I know this. We know this because this has been revealed to us through the Word of God. Now, in Exodus chapter 20, we have the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments are what has been called apodictic law, A-P-O-D-I-C-T-I-C, apodictic law. That is, do and do not. Apodictic law, or the law of the Ten Commandments, is stated in the imperative. This is law stated in the imperative, and so it further means that this is law from which there is no recourse. So we read in Exodus 20, verse 1, and we read the words, "And God spoke," that is the Mighty One, or Elohim. Elohim is the first name of God that appears in the book of Genesis. Bereshit bara Elohim. Elohim has a plural suffix. And Elohim means the Mighty One. And so God spoke. And listen carefully. And God spoke all these words. And God said, "I am." And so we have the famous quote, we have the famous identification of God as the great I Am. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." So much deep theology in that one statement. "You shall have no other Elohim before me," literally in the Hebrew. "You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord your God will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. We'll go into that on another show. Remember the Sabbath to keep day by keeping it holy. And then we get down in verse 12, which reads, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now, here's the structure of the Ten Commandments. Now, of the Ten Commandments, it is important to realize that the first, that four have to do with the relationship between God and man, and six have to do with the relationship between man and the community, or man and man. And after God talks about responsibility of man toward himself, right after that, in verse 12, we have this pivotal, foundational command. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. Here's a command stated in the imperative. The verb honor is an imperative verb in the Hebrew. So that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. So here's a command with the promise. So the word honor means to take seriously, to take seriously one's father and mother. Now, why must we pay very careful attention to this command? Well, it is because of who father is and who mother is. These two are one. These two are one. There is a divine reciprocity built into the relationship of father and mother. Father and mother are integral for a healthy family. So at this point, you know why Satan wants to disrupt, destroy, and ruin family. Because family is of divine origin. And Satan wants to ruin God's creation. So take seriously your father and your mother so that you may live, a purpose clause, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So let us go on. Ab is the Hebrew word for father. Now, in Hebrew pictograms, the father is depicted as, there's a pictogram of a bull or the head of a bull or ox, and that of a floor plan or the floor plan of a tent. So we have two pictograms for the father, that of a bull or ox and that of the floor plan of a tent. So in Hebrew thinking, father is the one who gives strength to the family. Father provides boundaries for the family. And within those boundaries, children are made secure and they are able to developmentally do what they need to do across the spectrum of time, so that they can develop in the sequences in which God has placed in their lives. And so the father is pivotal. Now, next to the father, we have mother. And in the Hebrew, there are two pictograms for the mother too. She is all one. She is also a strong one of authority. So the head of a bull or ox is also represents the power of the mother. Now notice, in Hebrew thinking, God is El. El is pictured as a bull, which is a strong one of authority. God is pictured as with the head of a bull and a staff, a strong one of authority. The staff pictures authority. With the head of a bull or ox and that of the floor plan of a tent, the mother is depicted as the head of a bull or ox, but the second symbol for her is that of waves and waves of water. And so mother is the one that binds the family together. She is that wonderful, powerful, dynamic element within the family. The father gives structure to the family, and the mother is the one who provides the dynamic content of a home. Without mother, we have no home. We have a house. She is essential. She is vital. She is the life energy within the home. The father provides the structure. The mother provides the life energy. Now, I want you to see why it is imperative that we follow the biblical role model or the biblical role of fathers and mothers. I want you to see how important they are in the social order. I want you to see why Satan has been so relentless and vicious in attacking the family, because he wants to supplant the divine order. You and I must understand that this is where Satan concentrates his spiritual warfare. Remember Genesis 3. The first historic attack of Satan was against the home of Ish and Ishah, against the home of Adam and his wife, Genesis 3. And so God wants you and I to understand the importance of family, not according to the fiction and the writings of the sociologists and what they say, but according to what God says, according to the divine imperative, according to what God wants you and I to understand about the importance of the husband-wife relationship and who they are and why society has been so relentless in attacking father and reducing father to a mere cartoon, or just eradicating the father altogether and making the father a buffoon or something that is not vital. Now, think about this. This relentless attack against the father has had certain results. And think why. Because the father is so essential. He's such a powerful figure. And there are forces in the culture that want to remove the structure that fathers bring so that they can reach the children and wreak havoc in their lives. Father and mother are essential. Understand that this is God's design, God's plan. This is God's will. And you and I must follow the will of God and the word of God if we are to have healthy, balanced lives. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.